In a primetime address to the nation, US President Donald Trump has claimed US election infrastructure is dangerously exposed to hacking and compromise. Mr. Trump urged Congress to pass a bill imposing stricter voting requirements ahead of the upcoming midterm elections and accused China of foreign interference. So, what exactly is he alleging, and what evidence does the president have? In his speech, the president announced the immediate release of declassified intelligence documents, shedding light on Chinese hacking targeting Americans.
Over a period of years, starting during the 2020 election cycle, the People's Republic of China carried out what is believed to be the largest compromise of election data in history, resulting in China's illicit acquisition of 220 million U.S. voter files.
It's a revival of his rhetoric about a stolen and rigged 2020 election, allegations that have been repeatedly debunked. The president today didn't go as far as alleging the meddling from China altered the election outcome. He did, however, allege that members of U.S. intelligence agencies were actively involved in a cover-up.
Those responsible for sounding the alarm instead kept the information secret and hidden. They did not disclose to me as president or to anyone else, and to the best of our knowledge, they did not inform Congress. In fact, all they kept saying is, "This is the most secure election in the history of our country."
President Trump says investigations are underway, with those involved to be fired and for criminal charges to be laid if appropriate. In a report that was declassified in 2021, US intelligence agencies concluded that China had considered trying to influence the outcome of the 2020 election, but chose not to, out of fear of upsetting US-China relations. So, what's been the response to these allegations? The Chinese embassy in Washington issued a statement saying China has never and will never interfere in the presidential elections of the US. But Republican Senator Rick Scott said the revelations were truly shocking and that, quote, "communist China is our enemy." On the other side of the fence, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer released a statement labeling the speech a pathetic attempt to deny President Trump lost the 2020 election. And House Democratic Representative Joseph Morrell stated that he believes this is a pretext for the president to call the US midterm elections into dispute. Donald Trump said the address was not designed to erode confidence in US elections, but to own it by confronting vulnerabilities and correcting them. He claims Americans have been, quote, "blatantly lied to" about the security of election infrastructure. Republican election lawyer Ben Ginsburg responded to the address on CNN.
There's still no evidence of a result of any election being incorrect.
The president also used these claims to urge Congress to pass the Save America Act, a bill which in part aims to block non-citizens from voting and require American citizens to show personal identification to vote. Voting isn't compulsory in the US, and voting rights groups and Democrats claim the bill would disenfranchise Americans of all ages and races. The US midterm elections are just months away, and Ben Ginsburg argues any vulnerabilities will be a reflection of the Trump administration.
This feels a little bit like an own goal. If there is a problem with the 2026 election, it will be in large part because the defenses that are provided by the federal government to the states to stop that activity have been drastically cut back.
The president says the White House is in the process of informing governors, senators, and members of Congress of potential issues in their states.